Hey, everybody, welcome to Ask the Pastor. Hit that K just for JD. And I am Matt Love. I am here with Pastor JD Greer. I haven't called you a theologian in a few episodes, so I'll give you that title. Pastor Theologian JD Greer.
Warms my heart. Thank you.
Yes. Try to switch it up every so often. You know, I'll throw a friend in there next time, maybe. We'll think through it. JD, we are in a series. We're just doing some one-off questions that don't fit neatly together. In fact, as we mentioned in the last episode, maybe they're just completely different from one another. And so we talked about the election in the last episode, and today we're talking
chosen
about cremation.
Because they're different. Maybe that's kind of what you're like.
Exactly,
this is too,
right.
This is too similar to the previous one. We're going to have to go altogether different.
Yes. So we're talking about cremation today. And this is, JD, a question I only found out in the last few years that this is like a can be maybe not a really contentious topic, but people do have strong opinions about it. So
bring it up JD, in the wrong setting and it gets weird. Yep.
Yes. And that's how I learned. And so, JD, can a Christian be cremated as opposed to being buried in a casket?
Well, Matt, this one actually is a little bit more interesting than you might think. At first, okay. It's people just say, well, you know, of course, or of course not. Yeah. And you find out, wait, how do we disagree on this? And then it becomes a financial question. And what happens to people if they die in a fiery car wreck and, you know, there's nothing left? Is that you kind of bring this up in a dinner setting and you find out, like, what? Not everybody agrees with me. Some people are like, no, you have to be buried. And others are like, no, this cremation makes way more sense. And those kinds of things. Cremation is actually a lot more popular today than it was years ago. I don't know if that's primarily financial driven or what, but a 2020 study showed that 56% of people who died in America were cremated, more than half.
Wow.
So it's now the majority of ways people deal with the remains after somebody has departed. That's by the way, double from what it was 20 years prior. So it's definitely on the rise. So that's a pretty far cry from how things used to be, like in old England when there was a grave casket that was known as a Christian burial, and cremation was something that only the Vikings did, which is, you know, part of the history of this. Let me explain, Matt, why Christians for years have made that distinction and why some have thought of this is the Christian way to bury and why cremation was not something they did. This, you know, there's a reason Christians think like this. Tradition actually is important. Symbols are important. I want to be clear, and I'll come back to this at the end, that we're not talking about biblical mandates here. We're not talking about Bible verses. We're not talking about moral commands. But, you know, we can acknowledge that and acknowledge a little bit of freedom in it and still say, hey, there's some reasons why Christians have done it this way, and there can be some wisdom in it. John Piper has actually spoken, I think, well about this. It was helpful for me. He points out, you know, that the Bible consistently teaches us the importance of our earthly bodies, that they're not just prisons for our soul, and our soul's really what's important. You know, that's what the ancient Greeks thought, that the body was kind of trash and the soul was what was important. So the human body is important. In fact, let me quote, Christianity has always viewed the body as essential to full humanity, so that the life to come has primarily been seen as a resurrection of the body into glorious eternal life. That it's not a disembodied state in heaven. It's a resurrection of our body. The body goes on. And, you know, and Piper argues that Paul's understanding of burial is that burial was supposed to be a picture of being sown into the ground like a seed that would sprout with wildly superior beauty at the resurrection. When the graves are open at the coming of Christ, that's what Paul talks about in 1 Corinthians 15. It's sown into the ground so that it's raised in even greater beauty. Dr. Piper also points out how fire almost always has a negative connotation to us as humans in Scripture, especially when we're talking about life after death. And so to end your time on earth consumed by fire, to choose that as a symbol, that doesn't really align with Scripture's portrayal of the resurrection of the believers afterlife. And what I want to say here is pictures and rituals are important. You know, we go through wedding ceremonies a certain way, not because it's required, but because there are certain things that communicate what we're trying to preserve, the solemnness of the ceremony. You know, the rings, the vows, the way that, you know, the way that they stand up there, those things are important symbols that help communicate, not just in word, but in visual pictures, the what's going on in the ceremony, and they help disciple a generation. Well, the same thing is true about burial. Burial is one of the most significant parts of our time on earth. It's the end, and it's proclaiming the future hope. And so we don't want to just rush past these and say, well, there's no biblical command, therefore there's not, it doesn't matter. You know, I think these symbols are important. Now, I will say, and I appreciate when Dr. Piper also points this out, that he issues this teaching with some counsel to churches and pastors to help better create a culture where expensive, extravagant funerals and weddings, for that matter, are not the norm. You know, there it is true that burial by casket is more expensive than cremation. And so, yeah, maybe that means your church needs to help out families who would it would be a lot easier for them financially to choose cremation. It may be helpful for them to, you know, to for you to help them be able to do this, because if it's, you know, for their family, if it's a symbol that being buried in the ground at a certain place is a helpful reminder that you're going to see that person again. And that body that was sown into the dirt there, that is actually going to be raised to glory. There can be something powerful about the place. I mean, I've done that recently with my mother who went to be with Jesus, to stand there at her grave and realize that that body that was sown into the ground, I'm going to see that body again in resurrection. And I'm going to see her in glory. And it's an important symbol. So again, pictures are important. You say, well, what happens if somebody actually does die in a plane crash and there's nothing left? Yes. I mean, we're talking about the symbols we have control of. God is able to do anything. You know, we could be vaporized in a nuclear bomb and he's going to be able to resurrect us the same. So it's not some kind of like it has to be this way in order for God to do what he's going to do. We're just saying that symbols and pictures are important. So, you know, what I want to say just to kind of, you know, bring this to a conclusion is, yeah, I think there are reasons that Christians have historically chosen to do this. I think symbols are important. I think there's a lot of wisdom in it. But let's just be really clear. The Bible never says you got to be buried in this and this way. There's no command. And so if you or a loved one, well, let me change that. I was about to say you can't have been cremated. That's not where no one listening to this. But if you have had a loved one that has been cremated, we are not saying, you know, please don't hear me say, oh, that was wrong. There was a sin. They made a mistake.
Yeah.
I do think you can allow a great deal of freedom here while also recognizing there's a reason Christians have come to this conclusion, the majority of them through history, and we can honor and respect the symbol. And so let's have this conversation in the right way. Let's talk about the importance of symbols, but let's also do so without freedom and judgmentalism and never say more than the Bible says.
JD, that's really good. Like I said, I was one of the ones you talked about at the beginning that didn't know kind of all the things that were going into this conversation. And I wish I had had you in this podcast 3 years ago when I was learning all about it. So I appreciate those thoughts. And I think that's helpful for everybody to understand why that is the historical precedent, so to speak, but also kind of how we can navigate it as believers now. So really helpful. So we would love, I'm going to say this before I kind of give the episode, the teaser kind of for the next episode, but I'd love for you guys to subscribe to the podcast. We say it every week. And sometimes I make jokes about why it's important or why you shouldn't skip it. Really, it is just like it. Subscribing makes it easier for you to get this podcast. And if you're enjoying it and you're listening to it, go ahead and hit the subscribe button so you don't have to think about it anymore. You can just get the podcast straight to your phone. Also check us out on YouTube, j.d.greer. And you can watch the podcast on video. And next week, JD, we're definitely tackling kind of a pretty serious topic that I have seen this be more and more something that Christians are having to navigate and figure out how to walk through themselves, but also disciple other people through. So we're going to talk about depression and how Christians relate to depression. So that'll be what we talk about next week, and we'll see you next week on Ask the Pastor.